In your shitty little boat.
Double.
Hey, what's going on? It's the Film Drunk Frodcast. I am Vince Mancini, filling in for your ear rapist, Ben. He is on some sort of Jew vacation. So we're all here. Brett, the grumpiest man in podcasting. Brendan. Neither of them want to have catchphrases. That's cool.
I thought you were going to say something about me, and then I would say something that was topically related to what you said about me.
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't really ready for that open. I just sort of jumped in with both feet.
I miss Ben.
Be like, Brendan,
I miss Ben,
the handsomest podcaster ever. And I was going to say, no, it's not true.
I kind of miss Brendan, too,
only
which is
possibly
weird.
True. I'm here.
Oh. Well, this week, you guys, last week we didn't talk about movies a whole lot, so I thought to make up for it, this week we might actually talk about movies, so...
What?
No, right? Weird. So we got Lindy coming on in a little bit. We're going to talk Bridesmaids and maybe read a few emails, and you know what? We got a trailer.
Do we?
We got a trailer.
A trailer, Vince?
A little trailer called Paul Blart Zookeeper. Ooh. Actually, it's called The Zookeeper, but I like to call it Paul Blart Zookeeper.
A Paul Blart joint.
Yeah. And we got a couple virgins. I know you guys listening, I know you guys all keep really close tabs on the website, so you've probably already seen it by now, but not these jackasses. They're going in fresh. They're virgins.
In England, they're called caravans.
That was well timed. So yeah,
I get the ability to actually time shit when Ben isn't here.
So we got a couple virgins. I got the trailer queued up, and I just wanted to play this for these guys just to see what they thought of it. It's playing. We're on the green preview screen.
Hey, what's that?
It says, "Will you marry?"
Will you marry me?
No.
Really?
I know it shouldn't bother me that you're a zookeeper, but it kind of does.
Really?
5 years later, the world's most devoted zookeeper...
Come on, Donald. Let's move you out of the sun.
...is getting a second chance.
I hope my being here doesn't make you uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable. So comfortable.
Ah! Oh, my God.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I got it. Oh, God, it's barbed. Okay, so hey, how you doing?
Now.
Offer's still on the table for you to come work with me at the dealership.
That is how you get a girl like Stephanie.
I gotta get out of the zoo.
The animals of the Franklin Park Zoo will have to do the unthinkable.
Griffin, we need to talk.
Oh, crud.
How long have you been able to talk?
Let's see, today's Tuesday, so,
always.
You're the best zookeeper we ever had.
We don't want you to leave.
You listen to us, we'll show you how to get the girl.
You think I should just maybe ask her out?
All right, now, slow it down, hotshot.
You need to unlock your inner bear.
Whoa, no.
Roar!
Yeah.
There you go.
Paul Blart's acting like a bear now.
Hey!
Never let a rival dictate the outcome of a situation. How weak.
Oh, sweet nanny, that is painful. Oh!
Okay! You okay?
Yeah.
I was trying to try something. I think it's a recumbent bike.
Can I ask you a question?
Anything.
Is TGI Fridays as incredible as it looks?
It's pretty good.
Cool.
Kevin James.
The best way to attract a female is to be seen with another female.
Come on, soar like an eagle.
He ruined the dinner party.
Zookeeper.
Let's do it.
Apple bottom jeans. Boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her.
Shut up.
She hit the floor.
I liked it when he crashed into that lady.
I liked how they used Wild Wild Life by the Talking Heads. There's lots of different meanings there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they might be talking about animals.
They're talking about wildlife.
I can't believe they put the gorilla in a shirt, and then they took him to TGI Fridays.
in the tradition of Clyde from the Any Which Way But Loose movies.
I don't remember that.
That was the one where Clint Eastwood had the big orange orangutan, and he was like the street fighter, and he would go do like the bare knuckle brawls in Bakersfield.
Oh man, I need to see that.
That is a great movie. He wears a watch.
Why have I not seen that?
Why did you make it plural? Is there more than one?
There's two.
What's the other one called?
Like one's called
Any Which Way But Loose,
and then another one's called like Any Which Way You Can or something. Like they're very similarly
for a
named.
Few dollars more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like that's a cultural achievement on par with Stonehenge.
Yeah, definitely. Getting a baboon to wear a watch.
No, I mean,
or no, it's orangutan.
The Paul Blart zookeeper.
Movie.
I've already forgotten about that.
You know what's funny is you were saying Paul Blart. I actually thought it was Paul Blart, and I'm like, how do you go from being a mall cop to a zookeeper?
Well, he's working in a car dealership. I don't think it's a stretch.
No, he wants to. He wants to work in the car.
No,
dealership.
He was. I thought.
No, that's. He must try it and decide that zookeeping is.
All right, I got an idea, you guys. It's about a zookeeper, and all the chicks hate him because he works with animals. But what he really wants to do is sell cars. And so what he has to do is he has to take the advice of the animals, and they're going to teach him how to sell cars, and then he can get the girl.
Because that's how you get the babes.
I didn't even realize Joe Rogan was in there at first.
Is he on the bike?
Yeah, he was the guy on the bike who's like the new guy that's dating. Whatever that chick's name is, the really generic blonde one that is too hot for.
Did Joe Rogan act at one point?
Yeah, he was on News Radio.
Oh, yeah, he was on News Radio.
That show was great.
Yeah, that show was awesome. I would love to know what Joe Rogan would say about this movie if he wasn't in it and if he wasn't like friends with Kevin James.
Right.
Because you know, this is the kind of thing that Joe Rogan would completely shit all over.
Yeah, definitely.
I like it when they have to squirm under their interview questions for their publicity tour, and they're just like, oh, God, oh, it's a great piece of film.
I'm kind of fascinated by Sandler, because after seeing Funny People, you realize, like, oh, wow, remember that? That guy is actually super funny, and I'm sure he still has normal comedic instincts, but I think, I don't know, at some point he just decided, all right, whatever you guys think is funny, I will continue to do.
Yeah. He wants to figure out how to put all his friends in movies.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, tangentially related to Joe Rogan, Vince and I saw Jake Shields this weekend and actually talked to him.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
That was pretty awesome.
He seemed to know what an Evernude was.
He did. Vince and I were dressed as Nevernudes. It was pretty amazing.
Brett, what the hell were you doing during Beta Breakers, by the way?
I took a nap.
Why? That's like the only good thing about living in the city.
No, man, I'm old. I got old insides. Every time I drink. For like an event, like event drinking, mm-hmm. which is like double binge, I poop for like 2 days straight.
To be fair, I was hungover all yesterday.
I can't really do hungover work days either. Yeah. That time of my life is long past.
I had a really hard time.
I don't want to have to be sitting at my desk thinking about whether I'm going to shit, throw up, or both before I can make it out the badge lock door.
So to give you guys a context on it, Bay to Breakers is a race in San Francisco. And you know, there's the serious people at the front who are lame, but most other people use it as an excuse to, get up really early and start drinking on a Sunday and dress up in ridiculous costumes. And it's pretty much the biggest party in San Francisco.
It's by far the best thing the city has going for it. Really.
Oh yeah. It's amazing. It's like
that and like Oyster Fest and like some of the street festivals.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up. Oyster Fest is the day before. So you're nice and hungover.
Oh, did that pass already?
Yeah, it was on Saturday.
Damn it. Why do they do that?
They hate you, Vince.
They do it every year.
That's stupid. Why do they do it like that?
But anyway, Vince and I were dressed as Never Nudes. We had trench coats on and cut off jean shorts on under them and nothing else. And I was like, dude, that's Jake Shields. We saw him like by the porta potty. He was dressed as a cop. And so went up and talked to him and he was cool.
Yeah, we wanted to do Velociraptors.
But
I'm taking credit for that. That was me.
Yeah, it was.
I'm funny sometimes.
It was. We even had Velociraptor names. But it's really hard to find claws and things that would allow you to dress as a Velociraptor but also drink.
Right.
True. That's what killed him eventually.
Yeah.
I was going to be Kanye West because claw has claw in it.
Master Paleozoic.
I like that. It's not bad.
I didn't even think of one. I didn't even get that far.
I tried. So, yeah, you did. Weren't you 50 cetacean or something?
50 cetaceous?
Yeah.
No.
That's what you said in the email.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
you're
funnier
in writing.
You're not backing up.
I don't even remember my own jokes. Oh. That's like kind of funny, but I'm not. I like. I'm not that proud of
you
that
wanna,
joke.
You don't want to own that one?
I definitely don't want to own that. I mean, I very well might have said it. I usually barely remember sending those emails.
It was surprisingly hard to come up with a rap name that's also a dinosaur reference.
Right.
I sat there for hours upon end trying to think of something into which I could incorporate talent.
Did you wear your thinking helmet?
I did.
Yeah, for safety?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I did.
Vince's helmet makes him look like a retard.
We had a couple decent emails. Why do I smack my lips? It's really annoying when I'm listening to the podcast.
Oh, God, it like comes through as an audio pop, too.
Sorry about that, you guys. It's something I do that I don't like. One of the many things. We got this from Charith, which I thought was an interesting email about corporate soul-killing activities. For the past year and a half, I've been sporadically employed as a document review attorney, which is basically the minimum amount of lawyering one can still do while calling oneself a lawyer. During the discovery phase of litigation, law firms will hire unemployable misanthropes like me to pore over emails and various other client documents that could potentially be used as evidence at trial, which I believe puts me in a unique position regarding the corporate abyss and all horseshit verbiage it engenders. God, he's verbose. For you see, the only real thing lamer than emails from middle management about ideation concepting and synergizing workflows is being the debt-laden asshole who has to reread those emails 5 years hence, looking for some sort of revelation. Remember that memo about migrating deliverables into alternative ecosystems? No? Well, I do, because I was just reading it earlier, sitting at my internet-disabled computer, shoulder to shoulder with some other naive fuckface, my concentration broken only by the iPhone buzz signifying yet another email from Vince requesting bon mots about Juggalo jizz. Sincerely, Charith. So that was solid, I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Leveraging.
Yeah. You guys helped me out. Thanks.
I was rendered speechless.
Were you?
Yeah.
I saw Vince play to a crowd of tourists who did not understand what he was talking about over the weekend.
Oh, that's right. He did. Yeah.
That was awkward for everyone involved.
I know. I felt bad. I had about in a week and a half, I had about like 6 or 7 stand-up shows, and the one you came to was far and away the worst.
What was the best one? Was it the one on Hate Street?
Yours was pretty. The one
that,
you came to was
that
pretty
one was
good.
Pretty good. There was probably only one or two comics that I didn't think were funny.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to bash other comedians that are going to put me on their show, so I won't say anything about that. There was one guy that was really funny. What was this, John Hugasian?
Hugasian.
That guy was weird. He has some sort of disease or something where he's like really, like, I don't know, he has his hands are kind of claw-like, or I don't know. He's got some sort of weird thing going on, but really, really funny. And I went up not knowing that the two people in the front row were from Sweden, so I had a lot of jokes about San Francisco and places in California that they probably had no idea what the hell I was talking about.
I think I was the only one that grew up in California in that audience.
Really?
Yeah, there was like the Brazilians that were laughing at really weird times, which all the comedians took as heckling, but I think they just didn't understand most of the jokes except for like the setup to like 3 of them.
Yeah. I'm like the autistic comedian. I don't pay any attention to what the crowd's doing.
Let me talk about Vince!
I don't ask them about themselves. I don't pay attention to where they're laughing or know that they're heckling me or not.
Part of that dude's thing was he was really aggressive with people who were kind of laughing at the wrong time, which made me really happy.
Well, because most people are bad at that and they just come off as dicks, but he had the Swedes going for a good 10 minutes where he's like, I love your fish. and then he would just say the weirdest non sequiturs, like, so how long are you guys staying here in Canada? And then he was telling him to like run back to the Alps and something about staying neutral. Yeah. But he wasn't making it obvious. He would just sort of
randomly. Other jokes with it. He'd be setting up one joke and then turn to them and ask them to be neutral.
I wish that we had recorded. Vince and I had this very like earnest discussion on Saturday while we were driving around about like his comedy bits, and I was like, man, I like the one about, and like I was like telling him his jokes, and we actually, by talking back and forth, we worked out a good segue from a drip down baby, which is why he jizzes in his girlfriend's butthole. Or no, he jizzes in his girlfriend's butthole and he hopes he doesn't make a drip down baby, and then he can say how to segue that into butt sex being like eating Cheetos.
Yeah, it's very, very high minded stuff.
Yeah,
I think you use the butt as a segue.
I do.
Speaking of butts,
I think early on I realized
things in them.
Early on, I had this thing where I was like, I know I'm probably not going to be the funniest guy here, but I can be the grossest. I have that in me. I will take it further than you are willing to.
Then I will be loved.
That much I know I can do.
Brendan, you're going somewhere with butts, or is that just for shock value?
No, I was just thinking about Vince doing stand-up, and there was something oddly satisfying about it because, like, I don't think I could ever, like, get it together enough to come up with, like, a whole stand-up routine, but I really love stand-up comedy, and I watch it a lot.
You could do it. It's really not that hard.
Thanks, buddy.
If you sat down for, like, 10 minutes, you could probably do it.
All right. I'll need you for
butt sex jokes.
He's calling
your bluff, man. He's calling your bluff. Yeah.
I don't think I want to subject myself to that, but
you can write. Yeah, you sit there and you write it out, and you're like, "Man, this is great." And then you get up on stage and you butcher the entire thing, and you go,
"Yeah,
fuck,
exactly.
What is my life coming to?" And then you do that over again, like 3 times a week.
I have a good job and I make good money, so I don't need to subject myself to that.
Yeah. Well, bully for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me all about your ideation, eco concepting.
I can't look in the mirror without crying.
Oh, good story. Did you hear the thing about James Franco's latest art piece?
No.
Say that sentence again.
I must have not checked my James Franco Google alerts for the week.
Well, you should have one of those because he's an interesting guy. He carved Brad Renfro's name into his arm and took pictures of it.
Whoa.
Who's Brad Renfro?
He's the guy. He's the guy from... The hell was he in?
He was in A Time to Kill. No, I thought it was A Time to Kill.
I think it was
Matthew
The Client.
McConaughey? Is that Brad Renfro?
Which is the one with Susan Sarandon?
I'm pretty sure that one's
Pelican
The Client.
Brief.
Is that The Client?
Pelican
okay.
Brief.
No, that's Julia Roberts.
Yeah, that's
okay,
Denzel,
maybe it was The Client.
And Julia Roberts.
Rainmaker.
Rainmaker is with Matt Damon. Rainmaker was pretty damn good.
Honestly, all those John Grisham ones just blend together. I don't even remember which one's which.
I think The Client and The Rainmaker were pretty good.
I don't even think I saw The Rainmaker.
The Rainmaker's solid. That's where Matt Damon helps a battered...
What's the other one?
Something.
What's the other one? The something lawyer?
Yeah, it's definitely The Client with Tommy
lawyer.
Lee
the
Jones.
Firm.
Tommy Lee Jones, Susan Sarandon.
Just naming Grisham.
Holy shit,
Grisham books.
That was Joel Schumacher? I had no idea.
He's not so good at movies.
What has he made? Has he made anything recently? Or is he just such
he
a joke?
He made this Batman. Movie called The 12 or 12 that was supposed to be one of the worst things anybody had ever seen.
Dude, Batman.
Batman.
It's a lair.
Oh, he made The Number 23, which I made it through like 10
Nick
minutes.
Cage?
Oh, the one with Jim Carrey, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the other one.
He made Phantom of the Opera.
It's totally a Nick Cage movie. Yeah.
No, I was thinking The Prophecy or whatever. Where the
world
the
Knowing.
The Knowing.
No, just Knowing, which I thought would be a great porno.
That was Alex.
It's ironic how forgettable that title is.
Knowing.
I wish I could The Knowing.
It's a biblical
name of the movie.
Have you seen The Knowing?
It's a biblical theme porn. Knowing.
Sir, it'd be good. Sorry, I've been drinking.
Everyone, stop! You're going to think I'm crazy, but The Knowing is coming. I've seen it in the numbers.
It's going to know the fuck out of all of you. Oh.
Who is it? It's a wacky neighbor.
What the hell?
Is it Junior Collins Armand White?
Make her call back. Make her call back with the right sound.
Hello?
Whoa, stop.
Hello?
Are you there?
Lindy.
Are you there?
Lindy.
Is that my true love?
Lindy. Lindy.
Hi, Lindy.
Lindy, you used the wrong sound effect. We were kind of hoping for a bloop, and you gave us more of a like.
So much better.
Yeah, I like that.
I have to tell you something.
What?
My friend is with me, and he's might talk too.
Oh, he's might talk too?
He's might talk too.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That sounds good.
Do you want to learn about him?
Sure. What does he do?
Is he Ben Stein?
His name is Ben Stein.
Hi, guys.
His name is... Okay, ready?
Does he have a loose knee ligament?
Hold on. We're going to arrange ourselves. Did you get me?
Uh-oh. What are you guys doing?
No, well, I only have one pair of headphones, and I know how you don't like it if I don't use the headphones.
Yeah.
So we have to share the headphones, which means we have to arrange ourselves in a...
I kind of want to put the video chat on.
It does look nice, but it smells terrible.
Why would it smell terrible if there's no rotten food in it?
This is going to be a disaster. I can already feel that.
No, there's no rotten food in my vagina, you guys. I promise.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Speaking of rotten food in your vagina, Bridesmaids.
Are we recording this?
Oh, hell yes, we are.
Oh, really? Well, you guys trick me every time. We're like half the
time I sign on and I give some of my golden material, and then you're like, oh, we're not recording yet.
We're doing a new thing where you're the wacky neighbor and you bloop in.
Yeah, you're the wacky neighbor that bloops in.
No, half the time you bloop me in and then you're just bullshitting and I fucking vomit up golden nuggets. And then 10 minutes into it, you're like, okay, I guess we'll start recording. And then I feel like I've wasted my life.
Well, we were trying something new this time. We were like, hey, what if we just had Lindy bloop in, like, the wacky neighbor, like, you know, oh, there's the doorbell.
Oh, hello.
How many times can we get wacky neighbor in before this thing closes?
Can you guys give me a second to plug in these headphones and get situated?
We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Just talk amongst your man selves.
What were we doing before this?
Wait, no, you were
listening. Knowing. Oh, yeah. So, like, they're Mormons, right? And they show up, and I was going to say, have you heard the good news about the knowing? But it's really hard to spit that out.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, but it's all tangly when you drink.
Have you heard about the knowing?
No, have you heard the good news about the knowing?
Okay, we're here now.
He is risen.
And he is knowledge.
Have you guys seen this website about, are we talking about the rapture?
No, but you go ahead.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Okay. Well, you guys know that the rapture's happening on Saturday, right?
22nd.
Oh, I've been
hearing... No, it's the 21st.
Oh, man, I'm late for the rapture again.
Did it get rescheduled?
No, it's not gotten rescheduled yet. It'll probably get rescheduled on Saturday afternoon when it doesn't happen.
Lindy, do you know about this new rapture? Is this a spinoff of the Mayan rapture that Christians have sort of co-opted, or what's going on with
the Mayan calendar, the 2012?
Yeah.
No, you guys don't know about the May 21st, 2011 rapture?
People keep telling
us about it.
Isn't it all
I need to get my affairs in order.
Seattle, at least. I don't know about other parts of the country, but all over Seattle there are...
No, it's all over the country.
Yeah, billboards everywhere.
There are... this is my friend Aham,
The world ends, it's going to be all over, around the world. It's not going to be a local thing.
No, it's time zone. It's time zone based. I've heard that much about it.
No, but listen, so all over Seattle, at least, there are billboards that are like, guess what? We spent our money on this billboard to tell you that it's all over on May 21st. That's the day we figured it out. And so everyone's really excited. Everyone's excited. I assume that there are people that are like out just fucking spending their life savings because they don't, like, seriously, it's actually kind of devastating.
Well, the guy behind it, he spent his life savings on the billboards.
Really?
Yeah.
For the whole country?
What is this based on? Is this some sort of religious prediction?
It's Christy.
It's the rapture. Of course it is.
It's pure science.
All right, fair.
He did some science experiments and figured it out.
Was this...
I believe there was some soda water and some baking soda involved.
Yeah, some vinegar.
Some vinegar.
Paper mache volcano.
That's not the rapture. It's a science fair volcano.
No, but so my favorite thing. So
you
my
foiled me again.
Guys, basically, what
your
I'm trying
science,
to tell you
your
is
science
you listen,
project is just the rapture.
I hope, dude.
It's that Judgment Day is this Saturday, May 21st, 2011. He hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world. So get ready.
I'm gonna be jerking off so hard.
Is that all the boring, shitty people that you know are going to disappear, and then the world is going to be left with all the really fun people.
Does it really say, "And I shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it"? But they were such terrible writers.
Yeah, the Bible is terrible. Okay,
well, and it was to be fair, it was like translated from Hebrew and then into Latin and then back to Chinese and all around and
no,
up and
it's
down.
From
and then,
China,
and then
China,
a couple popes just threw out shit they didn't like.
No, it was written in God.
It's written in like Aramaic, right? And then
God wrote it with his big hand.
I thought he just jizzed it with his big God cock.
No, but yeah, let me just tell. So this is my favorite thing about the rapture. Can I just tell and then we'll stop yelling at you guys?
Good.
So my favorite thing about the rapture is this website that my friend sent me that's like a Judgment Day May 2011 website.
WeCanKnow.com.
It's called WeCanKnow.com because they can definitely know.
Also could be a biblical porn site, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
We can know once you're married.
Yeah, we can know what happens. So anyway, so they used to send out like apparently this website that you used to be able to write to them and be like, let me get some stickers and some like pamphlets that say Judgment Day, May 21st. And now as of this week, they have a little warning, like blue loop, if you will, up on the site that says, it has a little circle with an eye in it for information. And then like, it's giving you a little fact and it says,
yeah.
Christ Returns, May 21st, 2011. Sorry, we are no longer accepting requests for free materials. Dear friends, with our Lord's return such a short time away, we are no longer offering free printed materials since there is not enough time remaining for us to effectively produce and distribute them. Because they literally think that the world is going to end on Saturday.
I would love to see them in a vigorous argument with someone at Kinko's who is a terrible person that does not care.
Like, I can get them done on Sunday. No, you can't.
It doesn't. You will not exist on Sunday. Well, you will, but you'll be vomiting like bleeding frogs.
Well, what else? I'll see you again. This side or the other.
You were so trigger happy on that one.
What else would you expect? I mean, of course they're going to toe the company line.
Hey, I got it. All right. So it's The Knowing.
Wait.
Subtitle. This time it's biblical.
Ooh.
Because it works on a couple levels. Like about it.
You know how I imagine the rapture starts?
What? Wow, how did that? I was talking about your joke.
I knew you were going to do it. It was still funny.
Hold on.
Is it the rapture? Damn it. There we go. Damn delay on this computer.
I blew my rapture load. But seriously, you just like dick in hand, God storms in. He's just like, hey, it's the rapture.
God, I told you not to come in with my doors closed.
Never mind, you can stay.
We were just talking about at my work today, we were talking about if you tried to make a movie about like what would happen if the rapture was real and all of a sudden all the Christians were gone and it would be the most boring movie ever because all of a sudden the world would be like, I went to the library and I tried to check out this this banned book and they were like, oh yeah, we have that. Here you go. Like yeah. It would just be the most anticlimactic movie of all time.
It's behind the fair trade
like,
coffee.
Oh, child molestation cases are down 100,000,000% worldwide. Yeah, well, all the fucking creepy priests are gone. So yeah.
It's weird that. No one wants to leave their kids with some guys that gave up sex for a jeweled cape.
Wait, who gets a jeweled cape?
The priests.
All of them?
Dude, Catholics are all about the bling, son.
Oh, do you have to rape children?
Well, you don't have to, but I mean, yeah.
How much do you get paid?
But it's harder to move up that way.
Well, it's harder to ejaculate thinking about a jeweled cape than about a
maybe
sweet
for you,
little...
but I was already doing that shit.
What?
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
We were going to talk about Bridesmaids because even Brendan saw that.
Did you guys all see it? I didn't.
Not
Vince,
Brett.
I saw that you wrote a review, but then I didn't read it because
it was too long.
Like you, and I'm scared that we disagreed, and I didn't want to disagree with you because.
Oh, no, I didn't strongly disagree.
That is the correct approach to any potentially conflicting solution. Oh, I didn't want to disagree, so I just tuned it out.
That's what I do with everything. I just pretend. Like, nothing else exists except for my opinion, and then I just write my opinion, and then I go hide under my blanket.
That's the way you should do it, and that's also my, that's also sort of the way I look at religion, where I keep it at arm's length just in case, you know, like I can, it's just far away enough to where I don't have to be faced with all the contradictions and stuff. I can be like, okay, it can be sort of plausible in my mind if I just don't think about it too much. And
sure.
Are you
I walk
you kind
with
of
Christ.
Believe in heaven?
It's one of those things where it's like I keep it, you know, just out of sight to where maybe there's a chance.
You
just
are
so like
die
you don't fuck
so
yourself
fucking
in
hard.
Case it's real and you still want to get in.
Oh no, I don't.
Like, it's like the alligator in the toilet.
Oh no,
like,
I don't. I don't.
You always want to look and make. There could be an alligator in your toilet.
Yeah, I don't. So, I don't. Totally I don't keep it close enough to where it actually prevents me from doing anything. You know, I still talk about you know anal sex.
Sodomy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's a sodomite.
I am. Old school sodomite. No, I didn't disagree with you like a lot. I didn't hate it. I just thought it was like it kept doing this thing where it'd be funny, and then that one joke that was a little too far that could have been left on the floor, and that was sort of the recurring pattern of the movie for me.
Okay, but didn't you think that was the Apatow and not the like?
Here's the thing.
I'm curious. Did you feel that way because that's how you really felt, or because you're a sexist pig?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's so hard to. It's hard to know whether I feel something because I feel that way or because I hate women.
Was it because you didn't want to imagine beautiful lady buttholes having diarrhea? Or was it because you just don't like diarrhea jokes?
I have nothing against diarrhea jokes. I didn't think that was a particularly good one. And I read in other reviews that scene, that whole scene, was something that Feig and Apatow sort of put in there that wasn't in the.
I wrote in my notes Well, that was also like that happened early enough in the movie that I was totally not sold on it because I didn't even want to go see that movie.
Yeah.
Because of the market, like I was like, you know, what was the Amy?
These
Cole
are funny. Women. Oh, like, Baby Mama.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Like I
thought
just,
Baby
like,
Mama was way better than Bridesmaids. Personally,
really,
Baby Mama was funny.
No, I didn't see it. But anyway, what I'm trying to say. So I guess fuck my opinion. But like that happened early enough in the movie, the old diarrhea scene, that I was not sold on the movie yet, and I wrote down in my notes, I do not enjoy gastrointestinal distress, which is actually not true because I do enjoy it.
Yeah, you totally do.
I know, but I didn't enjoy it in the context of like forcing it upon ladies so that dudes will like accept watching them in a movie and maybe accept them as funny people. You
and
know
it was
I mean?
Kind of transparent. I mean, you could totally tell that that's exactly what they did. But
plus, I bet that restaurant was totally good.
I know. I hate that because I hate non-adventurous eaters. That's like my
exactly.
least favorite things in the world. When you try to take someone to like a new restaurant, and they're like, what do they have here? Can I just get like chicken on a piece of bread?
Right. And, I was so pissed at all the characters that were like, oh, I don't know about eating meat on a skewer from a South American person or whatever. And it was like, just eat it. It's obviously delicious. And so I did not enjoy the implication that one should not go to an adventurous restaurant and eat meat off a skewer.
I used to live near this Mexican place in Brooklyn, and my roommate's like, oh, don't go there. They gave me food poisoning once. And I was like, what do you mean they gave you food poisoning? Like, it gave you diarrhea? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, it's Mexican food. It just gives you diarrhea every now and then. That's not food poisoning. It's just Mexican food.
Yeah.
Like, has anyone ever eaten fish and chips and not gotten diarrhea? And is everyone like, don't hang out with British people because they fucking have diarrhea all the time and spray it on
food
your face.
Poisoning.
Like, yeah. No one thinks that. Some shitty food just gives you fucking diarrhea.
I enjoy the
diarrhea
implication that it was
life.
Malicious.
Maybe you should eat some more Activia or whatever.
I think it's worth it to have diarrhea every now and then.
They plotted your shits. You know? there's a cabal out to make you poop fast.
So I think this is the most appropriate time to introduce myself.
Oh, yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Can I introduce my friend that's here?
I know
I brought him unannounced, but
we don't
want to
know your name.
I don't know. Is his name Diarrhea?
His name's Diarrhea. His name's Captain Diarrhea. No, that's not your name. Talk about your name.
My name is Aha Mayfile J. Oluo.
I'm never going to remember that. I'm just going to call you Diarrhea.
I know that was a lot of syllables.
Yeah.
You want me to type it for you?
No, that's all right. We can just accept that you're a person and that you have opinions without necessarily calling you by name. Is that right?
Okay, listen. Okay, let me give you.
I mean, I'm kind of a big deal, but whatever. Whatever.
I want to talk about this because you were saying something about.
I don't want to meet you. Okay,
I do, but I don't. You know, we have limited time. Is all.
It's the internet.
Yeah.
We could literally stay on it all night. Well, no, anyway, okay. Really. Talk to me about what you want to talk.
Oh, you were saying something about Judd Apatow, where I really like Judd Apatow's last two movies.
Which ones were those?
The ones that he directed, anyway. The ones that he produces are hit and miss. But
what are the ones he directed?
The Funny People and Knocked Up.
Knocked Up's the worst movie ever.
Pineapple Express.
No, he didn't direct that.
Oh,
movie.
He didn't.
No,
my bad.
Okay, here's what I have to say about that. Are you asking me about that?
Sure.
There's a drunk person outside singing. Is that why you're laughing? Or are you laughing because you're not asking?
Brett just
that?
Laughs at stuff sometimes. You never know.
You know, I don't like Brett. I don't care for Brett.
Everybody says that.
Neither does Brett.
Wait, which one's the ear rapist? Is that Brett
or Ben?
He's not here, though.
You guys are all... Wait, who's there? Vince is there.
Just me, Brendan, and Brett.
And Brendan and Brett. Okay. I don't know anything about Brett.
We're
Facebook
friends.
Literally every time.
Lindy, we're Facebook friends.
We are?
That's Brendan. I'm the one you don't like.
Send me a message that says, I'm the one. I'm the Brendan. Or the Brett. Wait.
No. Different people.
Wait, no, Brett and I are not... Wait.
Yeah. Brett's the one you don't like.
Are Brett and I Facebook friends?
No.
Brett doesn't even have Facebook friends.
Brendan and I correspond all the time.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying.
I know who Vince is. I know who Brendan is. I just don't know who Brett and Ben are.
Oh.
Because they don't like me enough to friend me on Facebook, because I can tell that they don't like me because they give me tood.
Well, Brett's just sort of he has a hard candy shell, like an M&M. But inside that, it's black stuff. But I'm just saying.
Suck it away until I get to the black stuff. Good to know.
that's all he's ever wanted.
Okay. Listen. I tried to watch.
I am constantly telling strippers that. Will you just try and get the black stuff out?
just suck off the candy shell and get to the black stuff.
Okay. Look, there's a sort of pink sweaty skin shell before you get to the candy shell.
Clammy. It's real clammy.
Sucking, and you'll get to the candy shell. Believe me, it's
real
delicious.
Real sweaty palms.
Okay. So I had a hangover recently. Weirdly enough. As I will be having tomorrow. Thanks, guys. It's your fault.
You gave me hangovers.
She just shows up at our house and she's like, "You did this."
Shut up. So I have HBO.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty wealthy.
Uh huh.
I mean, I have it until my cable company realizes that I don't pay for it, and then they shut it off. But I have it right now, and so I watched Funny People for like 2 hours, and then I was like, okie dokie, clearly Funny People is literally never going to end, and it felt like it was ending, and then it didn't end, and I liked everything that I saw, but like...
It's definitely 20 minutes too long, I 100% agree with you
there. Just 20 minutes? What happens in the last 20 minutes? Because I stopped watching like... Well, I literally like had to go do something. I was
they
like,
have
I
a
can't.
Weird. They have like a weird scene on the lawn with Eric Bana and Leslie Mann. It's just it just goes on. It just drags.
That
whole
film
scene
is paced
drags.
The exact same way as Return of the King. Like the pacing of that film. Because comedies need three endings.
The whole film is the part at the end when they stand by the boat and all the hobbits cry.
Oh man.
Wait, does he get back together with Miss Foot at the end or whatever? Miss Leslie Mann at the end?
No.
No, they don't get back together even though they love each other or whatever?
No, they don't. That was the ending, was that he was an asshole and he just went home. And
Like season one of Eastbound and Down. I didn't watch season two, so don't tell me what happens.
They go to Mexico. Oh, shit.
Shut the fuck up! Yeah. Does he get to touch April's amazing tits again?
He does.
And then Knocked Up, I didn't watch, but I just want to warn you that my friend that you don't care about
diarrhea?
He has lots of opinions about Knocked Up, and he's going to yell at you for one second.
It's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
You're an idiot. I don't want to hear anything you have to say for the rest of the night.
It's the worst movie I've ever seen.
What's so bad about it? Tell me.
Well, for one... Sorry. I was just throwing up thinking about it.
It's like being in college again.
But
he has chronic bronchitis because of Katherine Heigl's.
Because of chronic.
It's called chronic bronchitis.
Okay, for one, like
that was just me saying your joke again, only in a different voice.
No, but you made it. You made it better. Don't
the voice helped. The voice helped.
I did it better. I'm a professional humorist. Okay.
The main thing that I don't like about it is that it's terrible. But beyond that primary thing. It's incredibly sexist.
You
in
are
a way.
A pussy. Everything from a man's point of view is sexist now. What is sexist?
Even the fact
is it the fact that Katherine Heigl can't act that's sexist? Because I would agree with that. That that's it comes cool. off.
He's saying the movie is sexist.
Why is
it? Not you are sexist.
Okay.
So
no, I know. I'm not getting. I hate that criticism of the movie. Though.
You're pretty sexist.
Oh, that's true.
Give him 60 seconds to explain.
All right, go ahead. I've heard this criticism 1,000 times, but go ahead.
Okay. Then what do you think about the criticism that I was going to give?
That you've already heard.
Go ahead. Well, you're saying it's sexist that the women are shrews and the guys are all fun time party boys. Basically, is that where you're going?
Well, I mean, yeah. Also, and that like the idea that she is like portrayed as like this ideal woman. That this she's an idiot for one in the film. She's an idiot. That like that's the idea of the woman that a man would be lucky to have. And like this fucking stereotype of this stupid like. Blonde, whatever, and that's like the idea of what you're supposed to go after, and it's not even like examined in any nuanced way whatsoever. It's just like accepted that that's fact, and then like the idea, also like the idea that men are dumb, like women are like bitchy, materialistic, that they hate sex, like all of these, like all of these stereotypes, and like they do these stereotypes and they're not even well done. Like it's not even as well done as King of Queens, and I hate that show.
I think, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think my perspective on it speaks so much to like the way my brain works, where like it never even crossed my mind that it was sexist. I just thought it was like all the most tired old jokes about men are like this and women are like this without like putting it through a filter of like that's sexist. I'm not saying it's right or wrong or anything, but I was just like, God, these are all jokes that like Rita Rudner would make.
It was very broad.
I mean, that's pretty much saying the same thing.
Yeah. I just want Paul Rudd to make me waffles.
It was, I read that as, I didn't read her as them portraying her as the ideal woman. I sort of read that as, he was this immature douche and that was his idea of, you know, also, an ideal woman. But yeah, it was very broad for sure.
And maybe you'll disagree with me on this, but I feel like Judd Apatow, like the fact that he made that film, it's such like a commercial for the pro-life movement in a way.
Really?
Totally.
I feel like you're reading a little too much politics.
Those two people should not be having a baby. And it's not Judd Apatow's place to be telling the world that that should happen. Which is really what happens.
Do you really think that Judd Apatow has a pro-life agenda?
I feel like he probably has more nuanced views, but they aren't portrayed well in that film, and that's the way that it comes off.
To me, that's like when people say that Jeff Dunham has like a racist agenda. He just has a shitty comedy agenda.
No.
You and I think the exact same way.
Oh, no. This is another hot button issue.
But there's a specific reason why Jeff Dunham has a racist agenda, and that's because he's a racist. That's the reason why.
He's just a dummy.
No, he's a racist.
Okay. Well, I mean, isn't a racist a type of dummy, though?
Well, yeah, I mean, not all racists are dummies.
Yeah, we're not talking like racists. David Duke racist. We're talking like your uncle when he gets too many beers in him racist.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to disenfranchise the black
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he wants to tell a joke.
Yeah, he's not like Karl Rove.
He's trying to pander to...
Let me tell you, if he's not trying, he's doing a great fucking job.
He's trying to pander to people that aren't very smart, which probably includes lots of racists, for sure.
Right, but is that... That's,
he's
that's,
got his target audience nailed.
But he says things that are racist.
Yeah, but I don't know. It makes it sound like there's this conspiracy for him to, like, he has a political agenda. He's just a dumbass who wants to hear dumb people laugh.
But he's
But I think that pandering to racists is condemnable. Is that a word? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but you got to watch out the terms you use to condemn it with. Like, you.
Oh shit, Lindy's typing.
No, the cord fell out and I plugged it back in. No, don't worry, you guys. I'm not. I was just looking up condemnable.
I think it's condemnable too, but I don't know. I feel like it's giving him too much credit. Really?
No, so you probably have a puppet on your hand right now.
I do. It's like it's diarrhea guy, and I'm just like. It's calling me sexist, and I'm jerking myself off.
Lindy's hand is up its ass.
Why is my hand up its ass? Wait. Why is my hand up the ass? Because
he's
the
puppet named Diarrhea.
Wait, so what you guys are saying is that I should stop trying to model myself after Katherine Heigl in Knocked Up in order to find a man?
I should probably stop doing that.
All I'm saying is I'm not making any political argument. I'm just saying that like I never read into stuff on that level. I'm always just like, oh man, this is like I've seen this comedy routine a million times before, whether it's Dunham or it's Knocked Up.
I don't think it's fair to be like, I don't think it's legit to be like, oh, it doesn't matter if that person says racist shit because he's just a dumbass. If he has a national platform, you can call him out on his racist shit. I mean,
is there anything worse than because what he, if he's not. If it's not a conspiracy to spread racism, what he's doing is making people feel better about their own racism. And that's equally as bad.
I feel like it's splitting hairs whether I dislike him because he's dumb or because he's racist.
Right. And it's also like, really? Do you think he's really racist and has a deep-seated hatred? Do you think he has a deep-seated hatred of non-white people? Or do you think he's just going... Or do you think he's just going for the easy joke?
I think that he does.
No, he's going for the easy joke.
I don't think he has a deep-seated hatred either. I think he's a dumbass.
I think he is absolutely a racist.
Can we all agree that it's not important why you dislike him, but if you like him, then you're a bad person?
Can't we all just get along? We all hate him. We all fucking hate him.
You know what I think? I would like to just say for the record that racism is worse than dumbness. I would just like to say that.
I would say that racism is just a form of dumbness.
Yeah, I think they're one and the same.
No, they're not. That is, no, people can be dumb without being racist. That's stupid.
Sure, and they can be racist without being dumb, but not
racism. Racism requires
shooting themselves in the leg and shooting a black person in the head. That's all I'm saying.
No, so you're equating Jeff Dunham with a guy who would purposely shoot a black person.
All right. Everyone needs to calm down and stop yelling.
Can't we just agree that we all fucking hate Jeff Dunham?
Yeah, I can't agree on that.
I feel like intellectuals give dumb people way too much credit for being smart than they actually deserve. It's like the person who wants to talk about their dog's feelings. Yeah, we give Jeff Dunham credit for having some sort of nuanced point of view, or Paul Blart. Like, Paul Blart has a fucking talking gorilla in his movie. Like, you really think he has...
That is racist.
You think that's a... Is that a racist thing, or is that just a dumbass, like, thinking like a dumbass?
Wait, what is what?
Like, I could read
it's the
Transformers robots, right?
What? Someone tell me a Transformers robot joke.
With the fucking minstrel show robots that Bay put in Transformers.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, he's an idiot. And he thought that...
Yeah, but that's still racist! Are you kidding?
No one's saying it's not. Who is saying it's not? Like,
sure, you're making a weird argument that Michael Bay is just dumb, so therefore it doesn't matter that those robots
No, you're extrapolating what I'm saying. I'm saying Michael Bay is an idiot, right? And you've extrapolated that I am somehow, like, on the side of racism.
No, that's not what I said. I said the point that you're making by bringing up this Michael Bay example... is that the fact that Michael Bay is a retard, sorry, no offense, retards, is that, like...
You're racist.
Wait, hold on, I want to hear her explain this in a way that isn't what I just said.
No, okay, but you saying that the fact that Michael Bay is an idiot and he made a movie with those completely racist caricatures, that doesn't take away the fact that they're racist and that we can call them on it. Like, what?
When did I say you couldn't call them on it? Where are you manufacturing this argument from? I'm saying Michael Bay is an idiot. That is my entire argument.
Okay, then why bring it up in the context of this conversation about racism?
Because he lacks the cultural understanding to realize the fact that he is in fact making racist things.
Okay. Agreed. Okay. I think the robots are the same as Jeff Dunham's puppets, where it's not an attempt to it's not some agenda, a racist agenda that they're doing. It's just he sees these silly things that he's a dumbass and thinks are funny, and he doesn't understand, like, the historical connotations of what...
But when it creates the exact same end result as an agenda would...
That's what I'm saying. It's, you guys want to condemn it as racism, that's fine, but we were arguing semantics, and that's where I get off, right?
Okay, like, I'm just going to say...
You're punching holes in
your... I am a black person,
yeah.
So I win.
Fair. All right. That's,
you guys want to talk about feminism?
Sure. Well, we're already on Bridesmaids. I love how every critic acts like this is the first time women have ever been funny in the
world.
Right.
It's so offensive. It's so offensive.
But it's also like PC offensive. It's not. Yeah. It's not even.
No, it is. I can't tell you how many times when I was playing football, like, I would be hanging out with one of my friends, like, after practice or something, and a reporter would come up to us and be like, listen, Malik, you are so well-spoken. It is such a pleasure to be around you, you know? And it's just like, God, that is the most racist fucking shit I've ever seen.
You haven't shot me even one time. It's amazing. No, I mean...
You've shot on me.
Because people can say when people are writing about Bridesmaids, for example, they can be like, oh my God, women are funny, and feel good about it, like they're making this sort of radical statement, which is actually just an incredibly offensive statement to make.
And no one actually reviewed the movie. It
was kind of like the year that Hollywood decided, like, hey, we're going to give the Oscar to Halle and Denzel. You know? Like, we feel really good about ourselves now. They're just, like, patting themselves
on
the back.
Denzel deserved the shit out of that
one.
He did.
But that's, like, kind of the thing, right? Is that, like, all of a sudden it's like, hey, like, let's, you know? And then, of course, he handled it the right way, where he's like, oh, yeah, well, you killed two birds with one stone, which, like, kind of the implication, like, hey, I've been the best actor in Hollywood for a long time, and, like, you guys just decided, like, that since you're this, like, earth-changing organization...
I don't know if he's the best actor in Hollywood.
I can't believe he got snubbed for Unstoppable.
He's... That was tragedy. That's something we can all agree on.
I didn't know this was a daycare center. I didn't know it was a retirement home. I wanted to read the first paragraph of Ebert's review, because I don't know if you guys found this as... moronic as I did. three of my good female friends, who you could usually find overcoming hangovers at their Saturday morning recovery drunches at Oxford's Pub, once made pinpricks in their
Oxford's Pub.
Once made pinpricks in their thumbs and performed a ceremony becoming blood sisters. They were the only people I have actually known who could inspire a Judd Apatow buddy movie, and all three could do what not all women do well, and that is perfectly tell a dirty joke. Maybe I liked Bridesmaids in their honor.
Oh, God.
Because he wants new some women, he's going to give the movie a good review.
Reviews like that make it sound like that. People make it sound like they're like brave for saying that they liked Mein Kampf.
What's
that? Congratulations.
I feel like that's all this shit. When people are when they can't review the actual movie because they're being so PC, that's just as sexist as the other shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. You guys have met women before, right?
I may have met them, but I don't think I know
you may not have touched one.
Yeah.
But you've been in a room with
I just I didn't respect them, but you know.
Right.
I tried to meet one once, but the whole concept of them voting just really threw me off and I got scared.
I was only half listening to what they were saying, but
well, I mean, she was having her menses at the time.
I just thought she charged too much.
I mean, like, no, but seriously though, like it just doesn't make – none of it makes any sense to me. So, but, like, without joking, like, you guys have all met women before, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
The women that you've met have maybe sometimes said a thing that made you laugh sometimes, right? And not just laughing at them because they were stupid and didn't know what, you know, and didn't know who George Washington was or whatever because, it's not just like you met them after they were on that Jay Leno thing where he asks dumb people questions.
Jaywalking,
yes.
Right. So like, you know what I mean? Like, this is just such a fucking waste of words and breath and syllables and.
No, it was awful, Lindy. I was behind you 100%. I saw that I was following your whole Twitter spat and. It was right? So funny. The people that were arguing with you were just like such morons. They were all, and it was so funny. I stand by what I said, where I was just like, God damn it, these people must have just walked out of Atlas Shrugged in
right.
like the last
no, totally.
Three theaters that were fucking playing it. And they were all like, oh, well, if you want to complain about women being portrayed in film, then you make a movie. And it's like, that is so far outside of the fucking argument I'm trying to make. It's so ridiculous.
If you
ridiculous.
Think women should be able to vote, then make your own country.
Yeah, no, and I said that same thing. I said, if you don't like getting raped, then you should kill all the rapists.
Yeah, I'm going to go out with a fucking machete and just kill them. But, like, yeah, great point. Because guess what? My job isn't movie maker. My job is film critic. Yeah. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is criticize films.
How do you get the rapist murdering machete job?
What?
How do you get the rapist murdering machete job? Is that a real thing?
I think it's freelance. You can just start anytime you want. I don't know.
There's a lot of money in it, but there's some perks.
There's a lot of problems with that. They don't like to hire women for that. So
that's true. Well, we're weak. You know,
it's kind of a man's job.
There's a bit of a glass ceiling, but that's why you got the machete. Break, yeah, break totally. Through that. Break right through that.
Chop right through that ceiling.
But I do have to point out that you took that as a sexist argument for someone to tell you that, you know, to tell you, why don't you go make a movie if you want to change it? And I do have to point out that. People tell me that all the time. That's
you
just
should.
A,
I'm
that's
one
just
of those
a,
people.
That's
you...
just a dumb. I mean, that's just something that people tell critics.
No,
that's like their
no,
automatic.
Vince, if you were really reading every word of my Twitter feed all night, which I don't know why you wouldn't have. No, I posted. I did a whole post that was like every film critic in the world gets this boring ass argument all the time, which is yeah. like. Why, like, don't just criticize, oh, if you're so critical of films, you should just make a film. Or, like, you shouldn't criticize films if you're not a filmmaker, which is the most idiotic,
that's
boring, pointless argument of all time.
I like that argument.
I think
and
it's valid.
Not,
as
and
just
it's
I'm
not
tired
even to be
hearing.
Contrarian. I like
argument.
It.
It's only a sexist argument if you say, if you're tired of women not having, like, not being... taken seriously, you need to go make a woman movie. Like,
yeah, no,
that
and that's what he said. It was like, why don't you go make a movie for women and about women, and it can be your own woman movie, and then you can complain or like something like that. It was so retarded.
Whoa, the problem is, like, there's not enough women walking into studios being like, make my script. You know, like, that's not how it fucking works. Like, it's so much more complicated. Like, first of all, as a woman, you're raised to. But you're raised to believe that you're not supposed to be funny. Like, you're raised to believe that your job is to be pretty. And I mean, and you can scoff at that. I mean, people do, but it's totally true. And I mean, I happen to be both pretty and funny, so I skirted that problem. But no, I mean, but like,
I think it's pretty clear. Like when you know when you're lining up at a outside a comedy club and it's open mic night and there's 28 dudes and 4 girls, I think it's pretty obvious that there's a difference in the value people place on that.
A lot of the time the girls suck because the girls don't have any, because half of comedy is delivery and confidence. And it's really hard as a girl to have confidence in what you're saying because you're told that you're not supposed to fucking talk. Like you're told that you're supposed to be like helpful and quiet and supportive and pretty. And so I really think that a lot of women have a hugely difficult time asserting themselves and their ideas. And even if they believe in their ideas, like even this even happens to me. Like, I think that I have great ideas and I'm funny and awesome. I can't imagine actually having like. What is that? What was that noise?
Sorry, I just had to use one of my sound effects.
Fine, I'll stop talking. Hey, why don't you men talk about women's problems?
Come on, that was a funny use of a sound effect. I've been dying to use the soundboard all night, and it was just such a pitchy softball.
Lindy, I was on your side. I had your back in the Twitter fight, Lindy.
Brett? Was that Brett?
No, that was me.
Which one are you? Who are you?
I'm Vince. Come on.
I'm Brett.
Do all us men just look the same to you?
Yeah. Wait, could you guys each say the same phrase like in a row, and then I can figure out.
Give me the motherfucking keys, motherfucker!
We do like to piggyback on each other a lot.
I don't have control over the soundboard.
No,
if I did,
just say she didn't tell me not to come in her purse.
Say that.
She didn't tell me not to come in her purse.
You have to say your name so people know who you are.
I'm Vince. She didn't tell me not to come in her purse.
I'm Brett. She didn't tell me not to come in her purse.
I'm Brendan. Lindy didn't tell me not to come in her purse.
You know, Brendan, I'm still cleaning that out of my purse.
Sorry.
He's a passionate man.
He's got high viscosity.
If I'd been able to keep it quiet, I could have gotten away with it.
This way, is it low viscosity?
Yeah. Well, I think that was one of the things that that hurt Bridesmaids, where instead of just making it a movie, there was some pressure to make it a woman movie. You know, like I feel like they tried to squeeze this buddy chick thing into it when it was really just about like two or three women. Like it was
about two or three main characters.
Yeah, go ahead.
I honestly, and I didn't, and this is totally dishonest of me because I was trying to make an angry feminist point, but so I didn't bring this up in my review, but I actually thought that it was an amazing portrait of female friendship that I hadn't seen in film before. And what I wanted to be like, the point I wanted to make was that it's a movie that anyone can watch and enjoy because I just really think it's a genuinely funny movie, but the parts that you're talking about, the parts that you're dismissing, I actually found super moving and super relatable.
Which parts am I dismissing? I liked the female friendship aspects. I thought that was
maybe I misunderstood you.
It was the big improv set pieces that I didn't like. Like when they were in the, when like they were doing the broad stuff in the plane where Kristen
I like the
broad stuff. Like every single thing there was funny in it, but then
not
they would just
not
take
the broad
it,
stuff.
They would just take it one joke too far. Like it was funny. Oh, and then she's screaming that there's a colonial woman out on the plane and on the wing,
stupid.
And I was like, all right, that was overboard. And then the same
she was
with
like, I should be allowed to be up here because civil rights.
Yeah, I did like that. You know, like there was, that's why I couldn't say I didn't like it. There was just. They just needed to edit all some of those big improv scenes, I thought.
Okay, I mean, fair enough. I mean, I thought that, and obviously I did not particularly enjoy the diarrhea scene, even though I do very much enjoy a diarrhea joke.
Yeah. It was no Dumb and Dumber diarrhea scene, but then again, that's the gold standard of diarrhea scenes.
Let's rank ours.
I was not a huge Dumb and Dumber fan when it came out, but I was a little young.
But you had to be a fan of the diarrhea scene.
I hadn't discovered my.
You gotta respect the diarrhea scene.
No, that was in my snobby youth when, like, when I was a younger person, like whatever age I was when that happened, I remember being like, "Chris Farley is not funny. I don't like this. It's very undignified. I don't
think you're better than
any of those." What? And I felt the same way about Dumb and Dumber.
I wonder if it makes me a bad person that I actually laughed the hardest at the end of Bridesmaids when Wilson spoiler alert, when Wilson Phillips came out.
That was by far the best scene.
I saw the fat Wilson Phillips sister, and all I could think about was Chris Farley playing her on Saturday Night Live, which was just so funny. He didn't have a speaking role. They showed him for like 3 seconds. They were in the audience. They got nominated for an award. That was like the whole.
Speaking of fat people, I thought that the fat one was really humanely portrayed.
Okay, I have to take issue with that.
I
thought she was great. I thought she was funny. She was an interesting character. But was she not like every lesbian stereotype? And then like
wasn't a lesbian, which is kind of amazing.
Oh, but it's bullshit though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you can't just like take every stereotype of a group and then at the end just paste some other name on top of it.
Okay, you can say she was every lesbian stereotype, but all she really did was wear ugly clothes and like be kind of.
She wore ugly clothes. She drove a van. She had like 10 dogs. She had the whole. She wanted to start a fight club. She was like super butch.
Hey, time out.
Do you think that every woman that wears ugly clothes and has a dog and drives a van is a lesbian? That's stupid.
But there was like it wasn't just one or two things. It was like everything. What was
except for the part when she banged that dude.
Yeah, besides banging a dude, what was one non-lesbian thing that she did? That'd be like if I had Brendan in assless chaps wearing a pink boa and he was like snapping his fingers about my outfit and like he did every gay thing that you could possibly imagine, but then he's like, dude, when are we going to go up and get up in that skank's guts, bro?
It's pretty much what I do anyway.
But closeted gay men say that all the time.
Can we take a time out? I think
if she was a closeted lesbian, that would have been interesting.
Seemed to have this.
That would have been boring. That would have been boring. That would have been expected. I liked that she was just like a kind of like fucking weirdo that wanted to bang that dude, and then she did. Like she was just like a fucking weird ass.
I liked the weirdo aspect of it, but they made it too much.
She was like a stereotypically aggressive the entire movie. It's not like they tricked you into thinking she was a lesbian. She just was like. Kind of like a butch straight chick, which is a thing that exists. Come on.
I think they put the heterosexual aggressiveness in there to make it seem like she wasn't a lesbian stereotype, which she sort of was.
Well, that's probably true.
but you're celebrating them for that? I feel like that's just a. I think that's a dishonest
just
move.
Made her a lesbian stereotype. I'm just not bothered by it. I don't know. I'm
political
so
correct
happy
dishonesty.
That she isn't just a fat person stereotype that I don't give a shit if she was a sort of muddled non. No, I don't know. If someone defies a stereotype, I'm not mad about that. I don't know
what part of her, what other than being heterosexually aggressive, was her defying a stereotype?
Defying a fat person stereotype?
No, defying a lesbian stereotype.
Well,
how many stereotypes must one defy?
The robots in Transformers aren't actual black people. That's defying a stereotype.
Yeah,
but that's exactly my point. Like,
Vince was never on my side of that argument. I just tuned back in. Sorry,
no, but that was exactly my point. Like, it was every stereotype except they just pasted the heterosexually aggressive part over it and was like, oh, it's okay now.
Yeah, but the point is that stereotypes aren't necessarily true. Like, the joke that they're playing off of is that you think that she is, and then she's not. She's actually just a person that has her own preferences and life. I mean, that's the way that I felt about that movie was that, like, so much more than most fucking shitty comedies, the characters had a life outside of... like outside of just servicing the movie, you know what I mean?
I'm just
saying
I don't think it's that creative to take something that's sort of stereotypical and then call it something else.
Well, maybe she's bisexual. Like, you don't know what that character is doing with her vagina other than fucking that one dude who I heard
she's
muddled. Married to in real life, which is cute.
Yeah. I did like when she's playing with the sandwich. That was pretty hilarious.
That was awesome.
And you know what was hilarious was the part when you think that she's just going to be a fucking psycho on the plane. Like, she's like, you're an air marshal. And he's like, no, I'm not. And then she turns out to be fucking right and to actually know what she's talking about, which is so awesome. Like, I thought that was totally awesome. Because you expect her, because she's sort of playing this, like, comic foil to everyone else who's, like, elegant and lovely. And she actually turns out to be kind of totally badass, which is not a word I would normally use, but I can't think of a cooler word. And
you say that word all the time, Lindy.
I know, but... I'm a writer. No, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I love that character. I thought she was awesome.
Was it me, or did they pick, like, the most extra cute golden or yellow lab puppies? Those were
so excuse me.
Where is it? Find me a non-cute yellow lab puppy.
I see where you're going with this, Vince, but what I mean is, like, they must have had, like, a pageant.
That
for,
is
like,
labist.
They must have had, like, a pageant for yellow lab puppies. I mean, they were just, like, they were very cute.
Yeah, I would have taken a home.
Those are
the
best built animals.
That's a casting director's job.
Do you think, like, those animal puppies that are in movies, they have, like, the same thing that child actors have, where they have drug problems later in life and all those things?
Yeah.
Seems reasonable.
They get addicted to human blood.
Hey, so being the middle class, overprivileged, 30-something white male, I'm bored of this. can we talk about how your guys' job is bullshit? That kind of piqued my interest, because I actually do believe that a little bit that if you haven't made
disagree.
A couple movies, maybe you should. I mean, not necessarily that your opinions are invalid, right? Because you guys are funny and you're part of the entertainment machine, right? Like, reading the reviews is sometimes better than reading the movies with your eyes. But I do feel like actually making a movie gives you more insight into it, right? I don't think the people that are harassing you with that shit are wrong.
I'm gonna switch my microphone off.
Okay, wait. Who
was Brendan? That was Brendan. Brett's engaged with you.
Okay. I don't disagree with that.
But fighting you.
I don't disagree with that. I just get tired of. Yeah, go ahead. Well, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, you first.
Okay, I'll talk for a minute and then you talk. How about that?
Yeah, you first. That's what I said.
Okay, so I'm me. I'm Lindy, and I don't have a film background. Like I started being a film critic just because they liked my writing. And because, I mean, not to be whatever, but I mean, I'm a smart person. I'm smart and I'm funny and I'm a good writer. And so people like my writing. And so anyway, so I wound up with this job. And obviously my perspective on things would be different if I had a film degree or if I was a...
No, made movies, because film degree is kind of different. Like, I did that and I don't make movies and I'm full of shit.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, like, there are like literally infinite things that would change my perspective. And I think that, you know, what people like about what I write is that it's relatable. And I think people get to know my personality through what I write. And then they can assess, like, if they feel like they relate to me, they can figure out whether or not they would like the things that I like and dislike the things that I dislike.
I think one of the things about film criticism is a lot of film critics don't have filmmaking backgrounds, but the other people that don't have filmmaking backgrounds are the majority of people watching movies.
Right.
And like,
hold on, I'm not done. And so, okay, so I'm the film editor.
Whoa.
No, okay, you want to respond to that? I just have one more thing.
I do, but I'll hold. Go.
Oh, well, the other thing that I have to say is that I'm not the only film critic at my paper. Like, so I work for a weekly newspaper that has a full-time editorial staff. And I'm in charge of the film section. I'm the film editor. So I wrangle an entire staff of people and I have them write reviews for me. I assign movies to them. I send them to screenings. And for example, we have my main other film writer on my staff is a filmmaker and he's made, I don't know if you've seen his movies, but he's made two movies that have been at Sundance and Cannes and are actually
really
successful movies. And so if you want, you could go in and compare his film writing to my film writing, but the difference between his film writing and my film writing doesn't have anything to do with the fact that he's a filmmaker and I'm not. I mean, it has everything to do with the fact that he's a different person with different tastes. And like, I'm a smart enough person to assess a piece of art that I see. I don't expect that every art critic that I read, every visual art critic whose work that I read is a visual artist. I don't expect that every music critic that I read has a successful band, you know, like that doesn't follow at all. And a person could offer a different perspective that can be useful. And I take advantage of my colleague Charles's expertise and knowledge and experience all the time, but I don't think that it's vital or necessary.
I just, when people are like, well, how dare you? I mean, you think I mean, the people that make movies are so much more important than you and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, fine. That's I don't disagree that making movies is more important than film criticism. I just think I just know that film criticism is a thing that's going to exist whether I'm there or not, and my opinions are going to be better than someone else's. So therefore, I step in and take the bullet on that.
No, you hold for a second.
No, I just want to say that, by the way,
Lindy, just let me respond
to
this.
The majority of film is shitty. And the majority of the stuff that Vince and I write is awesome.
Stop for a second. You can go again in a minute.
I'm done now. That's all I have to say.
That's the most valid. Like, I have no response to that. Like, that is completely right. Like, the fact that it exists and I'm kind of good at it and, you know, it's kind of its own thing. Like, I have no argument against that. Like, that
it's
completely
a different
invalidates.
Form. I'm not here to say that the film criticism is a more important form of entertainment than movies.
Right.
I'm just saying film criticism is going to be there whether I'm there or not.
Right.
And, you know, I think I do.
Lindy, you're an excellent writer, and I am in no way trying to take away from your abilities at writing. Right. Like, I'm not saying that you writing about film somehow makes your writing less important.
I didn't think you were.
Okay. Good. I'm just saying that I think there is a danger inherent in being a reactionary art medium, right? Like, you guys are responding to shit other people are creating. Like, inherently.
What's the danger, though? What do you mean?
I mean, I think you lack a certain...
That's our job.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's not your job. That's Vince's argument, right? He's like, it's my job. Like, there's a job there. I'm good at it. I'm going to do that job. That's cool. That's awesome. That argument is completely valid. I'm just saying that there is, like, a... It's you depend on movies, right? Like you're further along in the food chain than movies are.
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
And that makes you that makes you less that makes you less important to a certain degree, right?
Yes.
And
sure. And I can't see that
having that edge sort of scoots you closer to being the source of the entertainment. Like if you have made films. You kind of, even if you decide to go into film criticism, like, you scoot towards being the content creators. And I think that's kind of important, being the content creators.
Well, and I can't say that, like, my goal isn't to stop being the commenter and start to be the subject.
Right.
Because I would love to do that. And I feel like that's what I try to do. I mean, that's why I'm so lucky to have the job that I have. And I think Vince is similar. Like
There is nothing lucky about Vince's situation. It is sad and lonely. Smelly.
No, my newspaper that I work for is amazing. Like, I can literally write whatever I want. So, you know, most of the time what I do is that I exploit my medium to write things that I think are pieces of, sorry to say this, but pieces of art in and of themselves. Like, I don't think of them... And I think that people at, like, for example, daily newspapers have to do this, where they think more about servicing the audience than servicing their own piece of writing. And I'm so fortunate to get to write things that I think are sometimes, or maybe even oftentimes, better pieces of art than the thing that I'm commenting on.
Agreed.
I just like to service people. Lots servicing. Like, I mean,
hand jobs in the gas station.
I think we're
just
pushing
so
the
service
station.
So long between fart jokes. Can't go on.
Is that Brendan? Are you
back?
That's
Brendan.
I'm barely here.
Brendan, did you like the thing that I put on your Facebook?
I need
more
a fart
engaging.
Joke.
More engaging.
You didn't
Wait,
put anything
Brendan,
on my Facebook.
Tell the people about the thing I put on your Facebook. It was so funny.
What did you put on my Facebook?
It was a bumper sticker that I saw.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
It
was
the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Sorry, I was drunk between now and then. I was. Sure. It was a rough one. Yeah, it said, I heart big dumps.
It said, I heart huge dumps, I think.
Nice. No, I think it said big, didn't it?
Was it big?
Yeah. That was awesome.
Lindy,
thank you, Lindy. That made my day.
We're pushing for time. Do you have any final thoughts?
No, I feel like we kind of had a sweet talk about serious things tonight.
I know. It got a little earnest for my taste.
Yeah, this is like the worst podcast ever.
You guys are going to be so mad.
I know. I respect your opinions, though.
Are you mad at me?
No. No, I'm serious. I was not using this as a way to wrap it up where you are. Seriously.
I think that we can all agree that Lindy is, like, actually kind of a funny woman.
No, weird.
Can you believe that shit?
I'm not sure she's actually a woman. She's never baked me anything.
You guys, I'm coming down there in July.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm not baking you anything, but
that's fine. I bake. I do my own baking.
Hey-o. Was that a marijuana joke?
It wasn't. I actually do bake. So there.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You guys want a special treat for me right now? Ready?
Sure. All right, great.
I missed that.
All right, well, thank you, Lindy. And I forgot Diarrhea's name, but.
Good night, Diarrhea.
His name is Aha Mayfile Jayalua, I can tell you.
Aha. Yeah. Is that good for short?
That works.
All right.
Thanks for having me and us.
Sure.
And sorry that it was all serious, but I thought that we talked about some interesting things.
I hope so.
And usually I just yell about Menzies or whatever while you guys talk about film, and I felt like maybe I participated.
Yeah, that's fine. It's good. Hopefully.
Oh, it's fine. You're so discouraging and mean.
What? Am I discouraging? I'm sorry. I was trying to wrap it up. I'm very unempathetic in my phone.
He's also terrified of his listeners because, man, they are scary people.
Yeah, but they're so funny. I love your listeners.
They're really mean to Brett.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
It's gotten
Brett's
better.
Annoying. I don't know. I'm mean to Brett. I don't like Brett.
Quiet.
Just
you.
Kidding, Brett. I love you. Okay, well, let's sign off, please.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, Lindy.
Bye, guys.
All right. So we should just like pack the last 5 minutes with just fart and poop and
doo 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 farts boogers pee pee.
Did we have anything else to cover? I don't believe we did.
No, I thought I liked Lindy's response to Ben Stein today, but I don't think we had enough time for that.
Oh, I did want to bring up Steven Seagal. I don't know if you saw the video of him training Machida.
I didn't get a chance to watch that.
He was. I can read the quote if this internet moves faster. Oh, internet. Why
didn't
must
he
you
say
be
kill
so
him
slow?
With your brain or something?
Yeah. He was telling him how to throw a kick. And he's like, use your mind. Use your mind. And then he like leans in and he goes, I don't care if you kill him. I don't care. You fuck him up. You take him out. And that was after use your mind. So yeah,
he's like the Quado of MMA.
He wants you to kill him with your mind.
Open your mind, Quaid.
None of that seems very specific. It seems like when you have a coach and you're trying to punch someone a lot, probably want to know.
It's because he didn't want to give away the secret of the front snap kick.
You know why it's not very specific?
Do it with your foot is the secret.
You know what we forgot to talk about was when Machida beat Couture with the snap kick. One of the first things that we said, we all watched it together. One of the first things we said was like, oh my God, I hope he thanks Steven Seagal. And then like, there's a bunch of people in the room and they're all talking. We're like, shut up. Everybody shut the fuck up. Yeah. Cause like we knew like Machida was about to start talking. He's like, I want to thank the Steven Seagal.
I like how he
brilliant. And then we erupted in applause. The room erupted in applause when he thanked Steven Seagal.
I like how he phrased it, too. He's like, I'd like to thank Steven Seagal. I learned this kick. My father teach me this kick. And then Steven Seagal taught it to me, too.
He's like correcting him, invented, and then went back in time and taught your father.
It was pretty incredible just to see. Anything else? I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good. That was a long
poop
podcast.
Transplants?
Boy, women, you get them talking.
Jesus.
We have to wait till Lindy gets up before we say all that stuff. All right.
I don't really keep track of space and time too well.
I can just throw in a bunch of soundboard stuff at the end.
I don't know. I'll see you again. This side or the other.
Your soundboard work this episode was surprisingly on time, right?
You got that with
the rapture, yeah. And you got the buzzer when Lindy said she was smart and funny. And
I'm sorry if that offended her, but come on, that was well.
That was really funny.
I'm not saying they're polite, but they are well timed.
Yeah. I don't think we got into this business to be polite.
No, there's a business.
We got into this business not to take shit from anybody.
Vince, are you making money?
No.
Because I think I deserve about 3/5.
Yeah, we want a cut of this.
What
podcast
is that? That's racist.
That is racist.
You make.
You're 3/5 of a podcaster.
You made me see Bridesmaids. No, and
what?
I feel like I should at least
when
be reimbursed.
Did you see it? I did. Yeah, shut the fuck are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Do anything you say. Your ideas are dumb.
Man,
no one likes them.
I saw it at the Nice Theater downtown. I want my $11.75 back.
Oh, we could talk about. What was it? Mugabe and the white African?
Dude, I saw.
Why don't we do that next week?
All right.
I saw Thor $5 in fucking
really?
Folsom. Yeah, $5 for a matinee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What the
know,
fuck were like, you doing in Folsom?
Did you like it?
Sometimes you end up in Folsom. I liked Thor. I thought it was cute.
I did too.
It was adorable. It was an adorable movie about
a little
god
lap puppy of a superhero
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you know, sometimes you poop, but, you know, you're cute. I'll keep you around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could talk about that movie next week. I'm tired. I want to go home.
No, I appreciate that. All right, Brendan, take us on out of here.
What's my new saying again?
We don't have a new saying.
Make a poop log.
Oh, no. I like Good Night and Good Chins better. What do you think?
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, that's right. Frogcast@gmail.com. Keep the emails coming, guys. They're always really funny. And then until next week, good night and good chins.